Chapter 1.
Sign here, please.
The postman looked annoyingly chirpy to Lizzie, who wasn't feeling chirpy at all. It was too early in the morning, for one thing, and she could feel the beginnings of a cold coming on. He thrust a large brown envelope at her.
In that box,
he added helpfully, pointing as he handed her a pen.
Be a full moon tonight, by the look of it.
He stared up at the sky while Lizzie scribbled obediently and handed it back, wondering why he was talking about the moon.
Right then. Well, hope you enjoy it. Whatever it is in there.
He nodded at the envelope. Oh, said Lizzie, turning to go back in. Thanks. But he stood in the path watching her.
Only... it looks kind of interesting. You get a feel for it when you've been doing this as long as I have. I've delivered all sorts, you know, love letters, hate mail, good news, bad news, wills. You can always tell a will by how it feels. But that one,
he frowned slightly.
It's different, that one. Though in a good way. I wouldn't mind betting.
It is. Lizzie was wishing he'd go. He was showing an inordinate amount of interest in a bog-standard brown envelope, and there was something a little peculiar about him. It was his eyes boring into hers most disturbingly.
And the handwriting, too.
Lizzie noticed for the first time the curly lettering. A feminine hand, definitely, and neat. Then looked more closely, frowning before decisively thrusting it back at him. It's not for me. I'm not Lizzie McKenzie, I'm Lizzie Lavender. I can't take this. But he backed down the path, his hands held up in front of him.
No, no, you've signed for it, see? Means you'll have to keep it, I'm afraid. Once you've signed, that's that, done and dusted. It's yours. If I took it back now...
He shook his head.
And I wouldn't let a small thing like a name go putting you off, like I said. It's an interesting one. Enjoy!
This time he went, leaving a perplexed Lizzie staring at her envelope. When she looked up, he'd vanished. That was how it began. The day fate dipped a finger in Lizzie's life, rippling its smooth surface. The kind of May morning that breathed promise. But not for everyone. To Lizzie, the world was grey, like London in the rain in January, the worst month, with the sparkle of Christmas over and months before the first hint of spring. She didn't glance up at the brilliant azure sky spun with threads of gossamer, or feel the heady warmth on her face. Just closed the front door and began that walk she could have done with her eyes closed. This was how it was, had been, for almost a year. Her perceptions dulled by the fog that followed her around and the hole in her life her mother's death had left, like a gaping wound that refused to heal. Logically, she knew the painful part should be behind her, dispatched to that part of her brain which holds even the haziest of memories. She'd read enough about brains to know that most of her life was stored there, a series of snapshots and recordings filed away in the depths of her temporal lobes. It had been a year now, hadn't it? Long enough, surely, for the worst of her grief to have faded into a dull, aching kind of backdrop. If there was time, she'd slip into Joe's. After another delay on the tube, she really shouldn't, but as she walked past, she lingered just long enough for an invisible hand to reach out and pull her in. Just for 5 minutes, of course. What was the harm in that? Joe's was her sanctuary, blasting the 60s guitar music she loved out of oversized speakers. Hendrix.